Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we continue to talk Northeast Kansas high school hoops and talking Axtell basketball. Now joined by boys head coach, that is Jason Tynan, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, you had won back-to-back games against D-West and Valley Heights, and then had a home game against Frankfort on Tuesday night, but low-scoring defensive battle. Wildcats able to get the win, 39-35. You know, when you kind of reassess that ball game and what you saw from your team, what were a few key takeaways from that one?
You know, I thought we played very well defensively. We gave ourselves chances. I think that we had some opportunistic, opportunities in front of us, and we fell short there. You know, we do have some sickness going around in our team, and you can tell the guys weren't 100%. Kind of showed, our fatigue factor kind of showed a little bit in the fourth quarter. Usually when you start getting a little fatigued, your mind's not there. The first thing that goes to mind is just didn't think we were focused enough and executed as well as we should have in the fourth quarter. You know, we got to get another thing. We have to get to the free throw line a little bit more. We got outshot 17-4 at the free throw line, and we just got to try to get to the charity stripe a little bit more, especially in post-ball games.
How do you kind of work on that maybe in the course of practice? You know, is it, you know, certain drills that you can do to try to be more aggressive and getting to the rack and then getting those extra chances at the free throw line?
Yeah, we kind of have a bugaboo right now with the zone, and that's kind of been, it's just, we stand around a little bit more against the zone. I think we do a pretty good job in our man offense, attacking and being aggressive and getting to the line more, but then when we get a zone, throwing guys at us, we're kind of just staying around, pass the ball a little bit. We just got to get more aggressive, like I said, and kind of attack gaps, play through the middle a little bit more, use them inside out, but we've got to have more body and ball movement against the zone. And I think that's something we'll address today in practice. And, you know, hopefully we see it on, you know, Hanover will play us a zone, and then Washington County, I would expect them to play us something similar to that too.
Yeah, you mentioned Hanover and Washington County, your next two opponents. Friday you go to Hanover, second go-around with the Wildcats. You saw them right before the TVL tournament in early January. Hanover was able to get that win. You look at the matchup this go-around, what are going to be a few keys and kind of expectations for your team in this second matchup?
Well, hopefully they shot lights out the first game. hopefully they don't aren't that hot, and hopefully we can play a little bit better defense, find some shooters. They're typical Hanover team. Once they get going, they're hard to stop, and you gotta come ready to play right from the opening dip and play hard defense, and hopefully we can rise up to the challenge. They're a quality team, but you know, they put five solid athletes out of there on the court, and we gotta do a little bit of a better job of rebounding against them, and then, like I said, finding shooters, and then offensively just, you know, playing downhill a little bit more and being more aggressive and go right out there, you know, long 1-3-1 zone.
That is Jason Tynan, boys coach at Axtell, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations, coming off a 4-point loss to Frankfort on Tuesday. They go to number one Hanover on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us as always, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.